Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program where you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have also the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, we've got Ian.
Nobody, electnobody.com.
And Richie Rich.
And Richie, you wanted to get into a story tonight, and it sounds interesting to me, about moral grandstanding.
I think it's got a fun premise.
But where's this coming from?
I've pulled it off a Zero Hedge. I think the original was Scientific American.
Tell me about it.
All right. So, do you strongly agree with the following statements? And feel free to answer if you want to chime in.
Okay.
When I share my moral / political beliefs, I do so to show people who disagree with me that I'm better than them.
No.
No. Okay. I share my moral / political beliefs to make people who disagree with me feel bad.
Definitely not.
When I share my moral / political beliefs, I do so in the hopes that people different than me will feel ashamed of their beliefs.
Do people actually say yes to these questions?
I don't know. It's funny questions, though.
No.
Okay. If so, if you answered yes, then you may be a card-carrying moral grandstander.
Okay.
Of course, it's wonderful to have a social cause that you believe in genuinely and which you want to share with the world and make it a better place, but moral grandstanding comes from a different place. And here's the definition. First defined and delineated in the moral philosophy literature, moral grandstanding can be defined as the use and abuse of moral talk to seek status, to promote oneself, or to boost your own brand.
So virtue signaling, then.
Sure. But, you know, you guys answered no to the questions, but can you say that you don't know anyone who would have answered yes or does those things?
I mean, I think that there probably are people like that out there. I just can't imagine that there are too many of them. I mean, I don't think that's their intention, right? Like,
okay.
They may be doing those things unintentionally
okay.
because they're just so poor at communicating.
It happens.
But I don't know if that's what they are looking to accomplish.
Okay.
You know? And, of course, generally, if you're sharing your moral beliefs or whatever your perspective is on any given issue, usually people don't want to hear it unless they asked you for it in the first place. Like, if you just start go ahead and, you know, puking your beliefs all over somebody, it's generally not going to be accepted particularly well unless they asked you for it first.
Okay.
No matter what your intentions are, no matter how, you know, nicely you try to communicate to that person, you should be invited to do that sort of thing.
Fair enough.
But and if you are invited, then you shouldn't be doing it in the way that they're talking about.
So a lot of times, I'm sure it happens like in a restaurant or a bar when you're out and you just happen to, you know, enter into a conversation with another mm-hmm. patron.
Someone who you don't know?
I mean, you're out meeting new people. It happens, right? For me, it comes up because of my job. I interact with customers, right? And I try to stay away from grandstanding or any type of moral questions. But they'll come in and I'm like, hey, so did you hear what Trump did? And I'm like,
now I got
to talk about it, right? Because I have to be nice to the customer. But
right, the customer wants to have this interaction.
They want to have this interaction, and they're not going to agree with what I have to say.
Most likely not.
Mm. So how do I then, right, communicate effectively and not push them off?
This is a question that moral grandstanders would not ask themselves.
They would not, yeah. Right? But if I was out in public, I may just have at it, right? If someone came up to me and said, like, oh, what do you think about Trump while I'm, you know, sitting wherever.
Well, this is this show is a little different, right?
Right.
Like, you can say what you really feel here.
Yes.
And that's okay. It's encouraged
on
Free Talk Live. There's no penalty mm-hmm. for it here.
But interacting with customers or other patrons wherever you happen to be,
right.
Yeah, maybe. Or if you had too many at the bar, and like all of a sudden you're spouting mm-hmm. out the new thing you just learned. A moral grandstander is therefore a person who frequently uses public discussions of morality and politics to impress others with their moral qualities. Crucially, these individuals are primarily motivated by the desire to enhance their own status or ranking among their peers.
Yeah. See, I guess the other thing is anybody who's done that isn't going to be arguing a different moral code than their peers already believe in. That would only work if you're preaching to the choir.
The grandstanding?
Right.
Oh, no, I think
because, you know, if I tell somebody about my moral beliefs, they're not going to think, oh, he's a better observer of my code than I am. He's going to think, wow, this is a weird code. I've never heard of it before.
Maybe. Depends on how you position it, right? You're a better communicator of your beliefs and your positions than a lot of people are, right? It's the I'm better than you, I'm taking the moral high ground.
Well, a lot of people haven't even really thought about it, you know, like whatever it is you're talking about. We can go back to the Ed and Elaine Brown thing. People haven't thought as far as Ed and Elaine Brown had done about taxes and why they're wrong, or are they voluntary or involuntary. This is all esotericism to the average person.
Right.
The average person just believes you got to pay taxes. There's two things inevitable in life, death and taxes, and you just got to pay them.
Yep.
And so anything that's outside of that is going to be looked at as obscure.
Absolutely. But again, it's the way you do it, right? If you're trying to explain it to them from a position of I'm better than you,
that's not going
to
work.
I want you to feel bad, or you should feel ashamed that you believe in the state.
Yeah, that's never going to persuade somebody.
Right.
You know, being looking down your nose at somebody else is not going to engender kind feelings.
Right. So let's face it, moral grandstanding seems to be everywhere these days. A clinical psychologist, Joshua Grubb, notes, perhaps, just perhaps, part of the reason so many of us are so awful to each other so much of the time on here is related to a desire to show off to like-minded others. In essence, sometimes we behave poorly in an effort to gain the respect and esteem of folks like us.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Interested in scientifically investigated this phenomenon? Grubbs teamed up with the philosophers who first defined moral grandstanding, Justin Tosi and Brandon Wormke, as well as the psychologist A. Shanti James and W. Keith Campbell, across six studies involving two pre-registrations, involved nationally representative samples, two longitudinal designs, and over 6,000 participants.
There's a lot of studying to find out that people can be a-holes to one another.
Here are the findings, the core findings. Most grandstanders, those scoring high on the moral grandstanding survey, tend to also score high in narcissistic characteristics.
That seems understandable.
And also tend to report status-seeking as their fundamental social motive.
Hmm.
Number two.
As opposed to wealth or what other social motive?
Changing the world.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Any sort of social standing, it would just be, you know, that's the goal. Like, what do you want to be around your peers, right? You want to be the
smartest guy in the room.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Whenever possible.
People. Yeah, okay.
There is no relationship between moral grandstanding and political affiliation.
Meaning that every person or people from all political affiliations are, some of them will behave this way.
Correct.
You're saying. Okay.
However, there is a link between a moral grandstanding and political polarization. People on the far left and far right are both more likely to score higher in moral grandstanding characteristics than those who are more moderate Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, I see that. Because they believe more firmly in the things that
right.
they believe.
And they want the attention of
and
all the
moderates. Also because they're showing off how consistent they are within their belief set.
Mm-hmm.
So leftists are looking to impress other leftists by being the best leftists. And I do see that in the libertarian community in some cases, like, you know, when people get so excited about, you have to be a non-voter. If you're not a non-voter, defriend me or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I see some of that.
Or further, that voting is immoral. Like, to tell the people who are essentially on their side.
Voting is violence. Then.
Yeah. Aren't you one of those guys?
I'm one of those, but however, how often do I push that in conversation, right? It's my
belief.
And
I'm not saying everybody who takes that position is like that, but that's one case where I have seen people where it just looks like they're saying, oh, look how consistent I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my buddy once dubbed me the Knight of Arduous Virtue because of like the consistency that I take on so many positions and what that is tantamount to. And I just want to bring within the Libertarian Party, me and Nobody had like a brief interaction on social media because an article came up like the Libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party. And I went, well, how sad that has to exist, but it's just another like schism in there.
Yeah, right? That's true. We got more on the way here. Whether you want to comment on the moral pushers out there, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You got more coming up. Free time.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. here. Live Sunday edition. Toll-free number for you, 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Venezuela now more than 50% dollarized. And why that matters? Well, we can get into it. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Richie Rich.
Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty and not be a, you know, a pain in the ass about it, you can go to libertystickers.com and do it from the back of your car, completely passively. It may still upset some people, but that's their problem.
It'll upset the cops, too.
Not yours. You can reach thousands of people if you drive a lot with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. And they do have a bunch of, I mean, a lot, probably a couple hundred or more choices already. But if there's something that's not there that you feel should be there, well, they'll make your own bumper sticker for you. Maybe you got a business or an event or something like that. You need your own stickers created. They do it. In fact, if you want a free sample of the quality of the Liberty stickers, just go to promote.freetalklive.com. We have an address, mailing address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address, and I will send to you a Free Talk Live bumper sticker back in your self-addressed stamped envelope. And that's, we get those stickers made at Liberty Stickers.
I like the magnets because then you can change out your bumper stickers.
I don't, do they make magnets at Liberty Stickers?
I bought from them, they did.
Sweet.
I don't know if they still do.
Good to know. LibertyStickers.com.
You can also just buy the flat market magnet and then stick whatever sticker makes you smile on the magnet and then stick the magnet to your car.
Also true.
You could. All right.
But so theirs are cut to size.
So where are we at with this story about moral grandstand?
Right. We're on the third core finding. So to recap, they tend to be more narcissistic, and there's no relationship for political affiliations except on the extreme left and right. Number three, moral grandstanders are more likely to report greater moral and political conflict in their daily lives. For example, I lost friends because of my political moral beliefs, and they report getting into more fights with others on social media because of their political or moral beliefs. This correlation was found even after controlling for other personality traits and continued over the course of a one-month longitudinal study.
So this is an interesting thing because people have these conflicts over time. You know, even if you aren't a grandstander, even if you're not being particularly callous towards the feelings of other people that you're talking to, which it seems like the moral grandstander just doesn't care about, you know, how other people are perceiving them or anything like that. Eventually, if you, you know, let's say you've got family members or friends who you get into conversations with them about issues that have a moral, you know, question to them, or political or whatever. As libertarians, we get into these conversations with, let's say, loved ones at Thanksgiving dinner.
Coming up. So coming give it up. A shot.
And, you know, eventually they are going to have enough of you, you know, because if you can't persuade them, and it's harder than anything else to persuade your family members, right? Like it's easier to persuade a total stranger to a new belief system than your family members. Some people would say the reason for this is your family knows how fallible you are and that you've made mistakes before. They know you better than these other people, so they just figure you're screwing up again.
Yep.
And they just don't take you seriously or whatever. Whatever their reasons are, they've heard enough of your opinions about these topics, and you're not going to persuade them. So it ends up getting to the point where, for some people, and I've had this in my life, where I don't want to talk to my mother about anything that matters anymore.
Yep.
Because she's not persuadable on these topics, and they're the things that matter to me, so the only thing I can talk to her about are the pleasantries in life. Oh, so how's the weather down there in, you know, Florida? Tell me about what happened at work this week and all the things that really don't matter to me. And, of course, if she asks me a question about something I'm doing, right, because she wants to, you know, it's easy for me to have a conversation with somebody. You get them to talk about themselves and
right.
You've got a conversation and they feel good at the end of it. But if that person wants to ask me a question, then, well, I have to avoid getting into anything that actually means something to me. I can't actually honestly answer the question with her because I know where it's going to lead.
Right.
And I don't want to, upset her because there's no point. I can't persuade her about it, so why should I bother even trying?
So in our family, my wife's family leans way more toward the left than I would like, right? And my
wife, they're from Hawaii, right?
They're from Hawaii. And they know right, that I lean toward anarchist tendencies in principle. So the rule is, just don't bring it up around me.
Right.
Because if you bring it up around me, I'm going to engage the conversation, and you're not going to like what I have to say.
Yep.
So just, I won't bring it up around you, you don't bring it up around me. And
we'll
and,
be all right.
And we'll be all right, because we have enough other common interests, right, where we can avoid that completely. I've actually lost friends like this, like real life friends, but also on social media, because, you know, it comes up and they go, I can't believe you really believe this. Like, how are we friends? I go, 'cause I don't talk about this in order to remain friends with you, right? If you really want to get to the deep issues, we can't be friends because they're so opposing each other, that I ignore it completely in order to maintain the friendship. And then they go like, well, then we can't be friends. Like, all right, well, that's
so they broke problem. Up with you
most of the time. I've never broken up with anybody, like in real life or on social media, over this. I can handle the discussion, right? I can handle hearing the opposing viewpoints and going point for point or counterpoint or whatever.
Yeah.
But at some point, like you said with your family, like they lose interest and they don't want to have the discussion. And like an impasse is reached in the discussion. I go, well, we can't get past this because at this point we're so diverging on opinions that there's no common ground to even move forward in the discussion. And that's when they tend to walk away for me.
And you know what? That's fine. If that's what happens, I don't blame somebody who gets into that. To that point with a friend or a family member to where they say, I just can't handle being around this person anymore. I like, they're my friend. I grew up with them or whatever, the story is. But they are so in favor of the state and the violence of the state that makes the libertarian that we're talking about, this fictional one, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't go around people you feel uncomfortable. So I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with ending a relationship because you've come to some sort of impasse on your belief systems. Although I'm like you, I will continue to maintain relationships with people. I'll just avoid those.
I don't ask my state or federal employee friends like, oh, how's work going? I don't want to know.
I don't care. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I can be friends with somebody who I have severe disagreements with, like Chris Cantwell.
Yeah.
Is a good example of that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody who wants to sort of cleanse their social palate of people who have a fundamental disagreement with them.
I'm not blaming them.
No. I don't think that's as much moral grandstanding as what we've been talking about. That's more of like being selective with who you spend your time with, and you only have so much time in life. So
yeah.
I don't blame somebody for that.
But the moral grandstanders, that happens to them more frequently.
I see.
According to the article.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they're constantly punishing their friends with their viewpoints and they're not moving, in any, the direction toward them, then somebody's going to break it off.
Absolutely.
Because you're not pleasant to be around. Why would they want to be spending time with somebody who's constantly hammering on them for not, agreeing with them on stuff? Toll free number tonight. If you want to join us here, maybe you've had an experience with a moral grandstander in your life, or maybe you admit that you are one of these folks. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this week with public hearings. Lawmakers are still debating about the process, which begins on Wednesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses is just doubling down on stupid.
Also on Face the Nation, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell.
We're going to handle that this week, taking up the Republican witness list, and we're going to be fair about it.
But Democrats do make clear that some of the proposed GOP witnesses are unlikely to be approved, like the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. It's going to be bitter cold this week, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
When it comes to minimum temperatures, the mornings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are looking at 80 locations that are expected to break low temperatures for the day.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. Live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord, you ask? Well, it is a free piece of software you can download for pretty much any operating system that you might have. Your laptop, your computer, your tablet, your phone. There's yep. All kinds of versions of this thing.
Use it on my iPad.
You connect to our Discord server, which actually isn't our server. It's their server, but it's got our name on it. And you connect to that, and then you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you can talk to them either in text form, or sometimes they join a voice chat room, and they'll have a little voice chat with one another. It's fun stuff. There's different topics and subjects that are discussed there, and it's available around the clock. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and that'll get you into our server. If you've already installed the Discord app and created a username and password, if you then go into your web browser and type in discord.lrn.fm, it'll just pop you right into the server. It's pretty easy to do. There's a little bit of, you know, setting up. You got to create that account. And then once you've done that, then it's easy to be in Discord from that point forward. And if you use those Discord call-in line rooms, which are the top five rooms on our server list, then you will sound almost like you're sitting here with us. It's Ian, Nobody, and Richie, as we continue talking about moral grandstanding. They've done a bunch of studies on this, apparently.
Way too many studies. Was it 6,000 participants? Six studies, 6,000 participants. This is the fourth core finding. Grandstanders were more likely to report antagonistic behavior over time, such as attacking others online or trying to publicly shame someone online because they held a different moral or political belief.
So they're self-reporting this in the study saying they've done those things.
Yeah. And to be fair, right, like the way I look at social media now, it's kind of a vent. I don't take any of that stuff seriously.
Right.
So if I have something, you know, to get off my chest that may be objectionable, but not violating, you know, the terms and services, because I don't want to deal with that either. That's the place that I'll unload those opinions, because who cares what discussion comes after that? Of course, more.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way as well. Social media isn't the same thing.
It's a dumpster fire already.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as real life. It's not the same thing as real friends.
Right.
You know, a lot of the people on there, you're never going to see in person, and that's the way people behave on there, as though they're never going to be held to account for the things that they say.
Yeah, and I don't mind participating in that on occasion. Of course, moral grandstanding is not the only factor predicting public conflict, and not every instance of public moral or political sharing is motivated by narcissistic motives. As Grubbs notes, a real difficulty in understanding socially toxic behaviors is that oftentimes the same behavior, by appearance, may be driven by vastly different motives, and intent matters quite a bit in interpreting those behaviors.
Hmm. Well, in the intent on social media, what I found in the past, and I'm off of Facebook and have been off for almost 2 years now, but I found toward the end I would notice that I would say something, I would post a thing on, you know, my page or whatever, my profile, and whatever opinion that I had about whatever it was that I was posting. And then I would notice that some people would then post to that opinion about how offended they were about it and get mad about it. And you know, my response to that was like, well, you don't have to read my posts, you know?
Yes.
You don't
and it's even worse now, because then they report, they spam report, they block, and, you know, they do all this stuff to get you censored.
Taken off.
When before, it's like, yeah, you don't like it, just... You don't even
go
have
away.
To like, unfriend. Just
block
them. Just go away. Nevertheless, since we're such a social species, the human need for social status is very pervasive. And often our attempts at sharing our moral and political beliefs on public social media platforms involve a mix of genuine motives with social status motives. As one team of psychologists put it, yes, you probably are virtue signaling, a close related concept to moral grandstanding, but that doesn't mean that your outrage is necessarily inauthentic. It just means that we often have a subconscious desire to signal our virtue, which, when not checked, can spiral out of control.
What's the difference between moral grandstanding and virtue signaling?
If you find a definition for virtue signaling, they provided the definition for moral grandstanding here.
I'm going to just guess that a moral grandstand has to do with interacting with others, while a virtue signal is just sort of like putting it out there that you have this particular belief system so as to signal towards others about that.
Yes, I don't know.
That's just my guess.
So I'll read the definition for moral grandstanding one more time. The use and abuse of moral talk to seek status, to promote oneself, or to boost your own brand.
See, that's pretty much how I would define virtue signaling as well. So they're drawing a distinction, but I don't know
sure
what
it is.
The difference
it's
is.
A slight distinction, though, because they said a closely related concept.
I mean, it
could just be like, you know, tiny little details.
Maybe a matter of extent,
could be,
or degree.
Like, I don't know. I haven't read the definition for virtue signaling. Like, I have the general concept of what it is. Like, I know when I see it, but how close it relates to moral grandstanding, I could not tell you. When the need for status predominates, we may even lose touch with what we truly believe, or even what is actually the truth. To be sure, the human drive for social status can be a great driver of growth and goodness in the world. It really depends on whether one has a healthy regulation of his fundamental human need. Interestingly enough, Grubb and his colleagues found that moral grandstanding motivations are reminiscent of the two different routes to social status found in the psychological literature, dominance and prestige. The dominance pathway to status is paved with hubris, deceit, and aggression, whereas the prestigious path to status is paved with pride of one's authentic accomplishments and the desire for personal growth and connection with others. Likewise, moral grandstanding can be fueled by either the need to seek social status by dominating others. When I share my moral and political beliefs, I do so to show people who disagree with me that I am better than them. Or the need...
I'll tell you what, they don't see it that way.
That's true. Mm. But again, like we said, it's you're doing it for your benefit,
yeah.
And it's usually you're doing it against someone you disagree with in front of someone you do, right? Mm-hmm. So you're grandstanding and raising your status with the person you agree with, and doing so by trying to put down the person you disagree with by being superior to them.
Well, according to Google's dictionary, they say virtue signaling is the action or practice of publicly expressing opinions or sentiments intended to demonstrate one's good character of the moral correctness, or rather of the or the moral correctness of one's position on a particular issue. So maybe it's doing it publicly, whereas, is it moral grandstanding publicly is virtue signaling, whereas moral grandstanding privately is just moral grandstanding?
I would throw it to the callers, Matt. It's way too close.
Yeah, it's
to
a pretty slight distinction.
Yeah, I'm going to say more or less the same thing.
Yeah. If you do want to call in about it, you are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The need to seek status through being a knowledgeable and virtuous example. I want to be on the right side of history about moral/political issues. If I don't share my views, others will be less likely to learn about truth and moral and political matters. I often share my moral/political beliefs in the hope of inspiring people to be more passionate about their beliefs.
Now, who's saying that one?
This is the second way. This is the second way that moral grandstanding can be fueled. So the first one was the need to seek social status by dominating others, and the need to seek status through being a knowledgeable and virtuous example.
And they're saying both of those are moral examples,
right,
of moral grandstanding. Or
the path to moral grandstanding, the grandstanding fuel. The researchers found that the dominance path to social status was much more strongly linked to antagonistic behavior and conflict in everyday life,
right,
compared to the more authentic, prestigious route to social status.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a huge, you know, gulf of difference between those two approaches.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing's for sure, if you do have a viewpoint that you believe is the correct one, if you stay quiet about it, then you aren't really ever going to succeed in persuading anyone. So, I mean, to some extent, if you're being persuasive, if you're being respectful of your audience, I don't know if that's the same thing as a grandstand, right? Because it seemed like the attitude of a grandstander is someone who just doesn't care about how they're being received.
And the Liberty community needs to move towards getting people on their side rather than looking down at them.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The services not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show here. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Talking about moral grandstanding, what exactly is it? We're looking at that in detail here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Richie Rich.
And coming up, we have an update on Venezuela, apparently now 50% dollarized, according to one study. What does that mean, and why does it matter? Well, we can explain that to you coming up here. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Also, don't forget to support Free Talk Live, like Nathan Dunk has done. He is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. That means that Nathan is contributing $25 a month to the AMP program. Now, that's far more than we ask for, and I definitely appreciate it. But what we ask is only $5 a month, and you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to join the AMP program with your credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC, whichever one works best for you. We appreciate the support. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the U.S., bring new internet listeners on board, and expose more people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, and you can, you know, put away $5 a month to help us out with that, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee, not a whole lot. We appreciate if you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. John is in Nebraska, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I think everybody's a little bit guilty of it at one time or another. I mean, lots of people feel strongly about moral or they feel strongly about their political opinions, and you know, I would imagine, you know, around the holidays it's tough, you know, when you're around family and someone starts talking politics, you know, it's just, it's not easy, especially when you can see there's, you know, the flaws in some of their logic. And I also wanted to point out, you know, like religious leaders, you know, like they try to claim that they're not very political and stuff like that, but they slip some of their propaganda in their sermon or in their mass,
sure,
or whatever, you know, that they do. And I don't know. It's tough for me, you know, so sometimes, yeah, I guess I'm guilty when I see somebody, you know, acting or saying things or doing things, and I point out, you know, that they're wrong, or at least that's how I feel, and they just can't see, like, the problems that they have. I guess, I don't know, but you get what I'm saying. So I guess I kind of believe everybody's a little bit guilty of it.
Well, pointing out that they're wrong and disagreeing with them is going to be a little bit different because of the motive surrounding it, right? Like from the beginning of the article, it's the motives around why you're doing it that kind of make it grandstanding or not.
If I recall what they were saying,
which means you can't really identify it externally.
But it will be received. Well, yes, it'll likely be received as grandstanding, even if it may not be.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and it seemed like the motivations that they were suggesting for this moral grandstanding was more to almost belittle the other person,
yes,
or to make them feel less than they are, rather than just to simply have a disagreement.
Absolutely.
And express yourself in a respectful way about your disagreement. So I think it just depends on, like you're saying, nobody, what's going on inside of you. And then that may result in a particular tone or words that are less than welcoming or friendly.
And I think you can mature into that as well, right? Like, you know, again, for us, the philosophy of liberty, as it were, initially when you come across it, it seems to be the superior moral position to have, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is why you want to tell people about it. Right.
Right. But then you come across as grandstanding, especially early on in your, like, liberty career or activist career, as it were, and then you kind of mature, you figure out that that's not too effective in communicating the message, and then you alter the way you communicate until it's more professional, more personable, and more likely to move people in your direction as opposed to just grandstanding, mm-hmm, as the article says.
John?
I guess some people can be vicious at times and not realize it.
I think that's
true. Hey, I just want to say I enjoy your show. I think it's awesome that you just let people just call in and say whatever. I think it's awesome. I think that's good. You know, people need to talk. So
thank you. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, John. But yeah, I think he's probably right. I mean, there's definitely some times where, you know, if you're in a conversation with family or friends or whatever, maybe you've had too many to drink, or, you know, you're not really being as considerate as you might normally, then it could come off the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's I tend to give people back the level of nasty that I get from them.
Yeah, me too.
Which can get pretty bloody high on things like Facebook. So
right.
Yeah, I've said some horrible stuff.
I mean, I remember Thanksgiving dinner where, like, you know, my dad and my uncle were, like, having a conversation, and they were bragging about what terrible drivers they were, and, you know, how bad they were being, you know, because, oh, the guy was tailgating me, so I, like, pulled up a little bit, and then I brake checked, and they're, like, high-fiving for driving like an a-hole.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on, really? You can't, you're not even supposed to be in that lane. Just, you know, move on over, and all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy, right, because I don't support driving like an a-hole at, you know, family dinner type of a thing. But that's the mindset of a lot of people, right? They don't even understand.
I will check a guy under certain circumstances. I mean, I'm watching my mirror enough that I'm not going to actually let him hit me. But just, you know, tapping the brake lights can be a good way to say, hey, get off my butt.
All right.
But
let's go to the phones here. To the phone, we got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Now, are you going to be able to call in tonight without talking about the Indians?
Chief J One Talk.
Well, the call screener put you off. First of all, hey, everybody, Ian's got no calls because he's talking to David Olson.
Hey.
How's your no calls going there?
That's how it goes, man.
We just took
right.
John.
Yeah. Thanks for batting cleanup for us.
Yeah.
Right. I was always good at that. They always did put me in and clean up, so maybe this is a thing. I told the call screener I was calling from Indian country.
Yes, you did. As you've said on the air countless times now.
Four corners of somewhere, someplace.
Listening to KENN.
KENN.
I already said it. I said it before you did.
Yeah.
Aw, damn it.
Yeah, you're getting predictable, David. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
KUNM, singing wire.
Yep.
Heard it all before.
New content.
Tax sales.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Oh, tax sales.
Yes.
Yeah. So you said yesterday, like, and I agree with you, by the way, that when there are tax sales, and also I would extend this to people's vehicles that have been impounded. I would go for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would also go for the what's that television show where they buy the stuff out of the storage? People default
storage
on the
storage.
Yeah. I would include that. And nobody should go to any of those sales. They shouldn't buy delinquent tax.
Why should I go to the sales?
The what?
You said nobody should go.
You think I should go into the, the business of reselling the stuff?
Nobody should go, but the rest of us should boycott it. And then that way nobody could go and get lots of good deals for a dollar.
Now, why are you saying
nobody always does what nobody should do?
Why are you saying boycott storage sales?
Well, because it's the same thing. Well, put it this way. If you're living in a house or apartment, rental property, whatever, and you lose your job and you go broke and you can't pay the rent, you got to move out, right?
That's right, yeah.
Does the landlord get to keep your furniture because you owe
money
on the
rent? If you abandon it, yeah. If you abandon that furniture, yeah, they do.
So okay, I'm the manager of a storage facility, so it's not always abandoned.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not the same thing. I just want to say it's not the same thing at all. You're talking about a storage facility, which is a private piece of private property where somebody has fallen behind on the rent. They've, in many cases, been given many opportunities, by the way, to make things right or start making payments.
Yes.
Versus the government coming in and stealing somebody's home from them. I mean, by no means is this the same thing at all.
Yeah, and I had this happen to me, actually.
A storage facility?
Yeah, since I lived in Keene, I lost a storage facility at U-Haul. But the thing is, I knew what was in that contract.
Right.
When I took it, and I made a gamble that I would be able to successfully keep up with it, and moreover, that I was less likely to lose my stuff by storing it there than I was to lose it by storing it in any other available place. So the fact that I miscalculated isn't their fault. And a lot of times, I mean, if you put stuff in a storage locker and then you die, well, they have to get rid of the stuff. Right. They can't just leave it there. Yeah. You know?
That's
so
they got a business to run.
They've got a business.
Yeah, and we lose money on the
literally
office.
Eventually these whole complexes of storage units would be full nobody was paying for, and then they'd have to go build another one.
Yeah, thank you for the call, David. When you say you lose money on the auctions, you mean there's a certain back rent that's owed and the auction doesn't make it up?
And if it's all junk in there, then we have to pay for the trash
removal. To be disposed. Yeah. And there's a lot of junk, I imagine. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Venezuela, 50% dollarized. That's good news for them. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.